Which one we dropping on Saturday? Two?
Two. Hold on, Meech. It's a drink right. You about to...
Yeah, it was episode two.
You got your drink right?
Yeah,
Mr. No Chaser?
Yeah. I'm vibing right now.
Hey, you might want to leave that chase over. Let me pour a little bit more chaser. Joe Sue might want some motherfucking drink. You know, he...
He started snoring and shit.
I'm good.
That nigga started snoring.
I'm fully rested.
Oh, man. I am. You lucky I ain't got no ball to throw it at you.
All good. All right, what is ready? Take two.
Take two. Oh my God, but too much.
I knew your ass was going hard.
Tripping. I see no
he. Hey, he was just going.
I'm
yeah.
Tripping.
Flicking don't worry about wrist, you going to trip the fuck out.
I'm tripping. Yeah, chip.
What you mean? I'm tripping though. We good? We rolling?
Yeah, do it.
Oh my God, hold on.
Real
yeah, I'm
deal.
Tripping. I've been a bit too strong. I hit my chest.
Yeah.
Get your mind right.
Yeah, well, we good though. All right, people, what's going on? Episode four, Lit Talk Podcast family. What it is, what's going on? We here. I got the guys with me. I got Sam in the building.
Yo.
Danny G in the building.
Yo.
And the one and only me, myself, Meech. We are here. Episode four, once again, like I said, we want to appreciate everybody, man, tuning in. We did hit that 100 mark of subscribers. You dig? I'm saying right now, we're like 107, I think. 107. But, of course, please follow us on TikTok, Instagram. We are on Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, Spotify. Subscribe, please, to the YouTube. We're trying to get to 150. We're trying to get that plaque.
That's what I want.
Yes, sir.
That big one right now.
We're trying to get that plaque, man. So, you know, man, but again, we here, man. Episode four. We done pushed through the threshold mm-hmm. of the episode. So
back like we never left.
Man. Yeah. So fellas, man, how y'all boys been doing? It been a long week. What, maybe 2 weeks, right?
I don't know. Shit. Last week was my longest week. Shit, I'm back up on my feet. I'm good.
Oh yeah. Last time your car was
it was out of there.
It was out. So what's going on with that, man?
My boy on his feet, man.
You see me?
I'm
rejuvenated, goddammit. I'm feeling better.
But the way you say he's on his feet, I hope he ain't walk here.
Nah.
Yeah. Hey, I was afford to pay the full rent, not that half shit Meech was talking about last time.
It is May 2nd.
I paid full rent about 3 days ago.
Full rent.
I'm good. I'm back.
I just paid rent.
I didn't get the car back yet.
See?
Yeah. No, you good though, man. You good.
But I'm out there in the fishbowl.
In the fishbowl.
Yeah.
Like SpongeBob. God, right. Boy. What's going on with you, Sam? Talk to me.
I'm vibing, man. I can't complain, dog. Another week, man.
Another week.
Another pod. Shit, we was ready to pod last pod, but hey, we here now. A lot of shit that happened since the last pod.
For sure.
You feel me? A lot of shit to talk about. A whole lot of shit to talk about.
Yeah.
A lot of bullshit, a lot of real shit. You feel me?
Just
here, dog.
Listen, I do want to share this to you, though. I want to give you your flowers, my boy. You is hella dedicated today.
Okay.
We see the company truck outside.
Hey, listen.
I pulled up, I thought I was in the wrong place.
Listen, even on the clock, I'm on the clock, you heard? You feel me? Even on the clock, I'm on the clock.
Hey, Meech. I thought I was in the wrong spot when I seen him.
Even on the clock, I'm on the clock, dog.
Hey, but you clocking all right, though, boy.
Listen,
I don't want the folks to blow your phone up and be like, you got to go.
Nah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Because we got Joe Sue here in the back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Alex,
BTS himself.
Brian, Omar in the building, too. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we don't want nobody to replace you right now, killer.
Nah,
so.
Man. Hey, man. Main thing, keep the main thing, stay focused. Stay focused.
Very crazy.
Oh,
hell,
shit.
Man. But no, man, so listen, man, we definitely got a lot of topics that we want to talk about. Well, not a lot, but a few. Like Sam said, there's a lot of things that happen throughout the week, and we definitely going to tap into it, though. But real quick, though, we spoke about this over the phone. And I'm like, it's shit stupid, though. But how y'all boys feel about the goddamn 100 men versus one gorilla?
Man, I told you, I got faith in 100 men, bro.
You crazy, didn't
you, motherfucker? I think, you got it, motherfucker. Crazy.
Listen, I think we can do it.
100 guys?
100 men.
100 men. I think we can do it.
Now, in a sense...
Listen.
Go ahead.
We gonna have some casualties now. You feel me?
How many casualties?
About 30 to 40 niggas died.
Man, bro, 30 to 40 you gonna be going one of the motherfucking men. I ain't stepping
in
that.
Nah, I'm gonna be number 99, number 98. You're
Broski.
Waiting. You feel me? I'm the last wave. I think we can do it.
I don't.
Do you know what a gorilla look like?
Bro. I don't think. No, I do though.
This guy joke. All right, he'll have
to mistake you today.
They'll mistake you for gorilla too, nigga. All right, we both silverbacks in this bitch.
Oh. No. Listen, no bullshit though. On National Geographic, right? I look. They broke down the whole gorilla, bro. You know, if a gorilla slaps you, that's like a 2,000 pounds of force, bro.
Nah, guaranteed. I know, and they could do it. They 10 times stronger than
us. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna sit back and watch everybody go out, and I'm gonna say you fool.
Everybody dead. Arms ripped off. Head ripped off.
All right, you see, y'all seen that?
Did you see Planet of the Apes?
I'm gonna tell y'all what an expert. That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna tell y'all what an expert said. All right,
an expert in what?
A wildlife expert.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Wildlife expert claims that 100 men would easily defeat a single gorilla, but not without taking a few casualties. I think 30 to 40 men would probably be enough to take on the average silverback gorilla.
That shit must be a newborn gorilla. You gotta be fucking stupid.
And what's the average size of a
newborn?
No, average size. It's like
gorillas are gorilla? Huge.
Yeah, like 300 pounds.
Hell no, they don't know they're on 300 pounds. Well, I'm 300. I ain't no gorilla.
God damn. Do you see, way off topic, do you see how gorillas be knocking motherfucking the female gorilla down?
Whoa.
They be trying to take their back out.
Nah, you tripping.
Wait, you talking about... You not talking about fighting, boy.
I'm just saying, you think I'd rather fight a gorilla when they about to take a bitch back out? Nah, I'm good. I'm going to sit there and watch you clowns fight this gorilla. I'm just saying. You rather fight a gorilla in the way they take a bitch back out? Nah, I'm good.
Bro. I'm not going to be the one fighting. I'll be in the... If they be like, okay...
I'm not even going to hold the gorilla
say, down. If they say 300 million out to 100 men, which is 3 million apiece.
Okay.
I'll take that.
But you know what's so scary, though? I think in today's society, somebody's going to make that happen.
I'm telling you.
Like a Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to make that happen, bro.
And if he throw that type of money, 300 million.
I think people going to...
3 million a pop for each man? 100?
Bro, yeah. I
think ain't even going to go... Because
you
ain't going to make it.
The first 50 going to die. The first 50 go die.
Yeah,
this gonna put me in the last wave.
This is gonna be worse than what's that game? That Chinese game.
Shit, Mr. Beast came out.
Yeah. That. God damn.
Fuck, somebody help us out.
I forgot. What was that?
The fucking game that Mr. Beast came out with when he eliminate motherfuckers every night.
I know what you're talking about. And they do it for a cash prize.
Right. But they do dumb shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and then once the dog make that sound, you got to stop moving.
Squid game.
Why we couldn't even think of about that?
Squid game.
That's crazy. But yeah, that's dead though.
Man, that conversation went so far.
It went too far.
It went from 100 men versus one gorilla to 100 little Haiti females.
Oh, hell no.
Versus 100 North Miami.
I ain't gonna lie, I got 100 little Haiti females.
On what? What you mean?
Versus a gorilla.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Man, Haitian women tough.
What you trying to say?
Man. So, wait, you won't believe 100 men could take down a gorilla but 100 little Haiti females.
What? Man, they fucking shit up out there, boy.
Hey, please, state your socials. State your socials. Let them know where they can find you, Daddy.
Yeah, bro, you're crazy as hell, man.
Man, listen, man.
What? Hey, crazy, man.
No, that gorilla shit, the gorilla gonna win no matter what, bro.
Guaranteed.
That gorilla thing gonna win no matter what. I'm not even gonna hold y'all boys.
Come on,
you
dog.
Feel what I'm saying? But you know what? Listen, on to the next, right? You know, we had...
That's one of the trending topics. That's one of the bullshit trending topics.
That is. It should be so retarded, though, but... Another one, right, we want to talk about is the NFL draft, right? NFL draft was this past weekend, and we had seen how, of course, the main event was Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That got drafted in the fifth round, 144 pick.
Crazy. Right?
And he was supposed to be potentially to be a first round.
Top three pick.
Top five, right?
Yeah, top five.
It was a lot of things that was being said in the sense of he was being humbled. They was doing it because his dad is, which is Deion Sanders, Mr. Primetime. They say that because of the interviews that he had, he rubbed some general managers, head coaches the wrong way.
The way he wears his hat.
The way he wears his hat, for God's sakes.
Jewelry.
You know what I'm saying? So much things and stuff like that.
Shit that normal NFL players do.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Bro. Of course. You know what I'm saying? But I think they took away his skill set and just made it personal. You know what I'm saying? They made it personal when it came down to the whole draft. I mean, I get it. You know, the guy, he makes whatever amount of money he makes. But don't you can't conflict confidence versus
talent.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think they took it as, oh, he's being too arrogant. But then again, I mean, of course, I'm not gonna say truth be told, but I think it's just more so like, you know what, this is Dion, my dad. And they feel like Dion got to say so. So, nobody want to draft him.
I'm not going to agree with Dion got to say so.
Oh, no. I don't think so either. Nah.
Dion is not a LeBron.
But he shouldn't. I mean, wait. What does that mean?
When he said Dion, they think Dion got to say so. LeBron got to say so.
Okay. Yeah, because at that time, LeBron had the leverage to have a say so. He's playing in the league on that team. So, LeBron has a leverage. Dion don't have that, you know. But, on that same token, you were saying about the like the whole Shador thing and all that. To the NFL's defense, you know, I don't think it was all just Shador getting snubbed, because some NFL teams didn't need a quarterback.
Facts.
You know.
That is true.
After we seen Cam Ward go one, okay, we understand Titans need a quarterback. Jacksonville traded up.
Trade out to get Travis.
They already have a quarterback, so we know they're not doing that.
Yeah.
Giants have a quarterback room full of quarterbacks.
That's true. That's true.
So we knew, like, after Cam got picked, we knew the next pick for quarterback was going to be pick 9, which is Saints.
Yeah.
Saints clearly ain't want a quarterback, and if they did, they picked, what's his name? Tyler
Schnoge, yeah, whatever.
Some bullshit.
Right.
Bullshit.
And that video circling around.
Why
you
gotta
around.
Be bullshit? I'm just saying.
Nah, because.
What is the video of him at the combine?
I seen it.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
It was bullshit, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
That was bullshit. That was hella bullshit.
So
I'm not
once
gonna lie.
We seen that, we could say, okay, we see the pow. All right. He should have got picked right there.
For sure.
Next time, Steelers.
Steelers.
That one, as a Steelers fan, I was heartbroken.
Yeah, everybody was.
Nah, I was heartbroken.
Everybody was.
That shit hurt, bro.
But in retrospect, the bigger light of things, you know, they probably see him as arrogant and uncoachable because where he come from.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at the end of the day, like you said, you can't mix his talent from theory.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice quarterback. You know, when people are arrogant, they always see him in a different light.
But it's like, how could he
be? Now he uncoachable.
How could he be uncoachable?
This how they probably see it in the sense of, you know, he do what the hell he come out here and talk this way, act that way. Nah, this is probably in a business mindset. They don't want lawsuits. They don't want this. They don't want that. Probably because the way he act when he do interviews.
But he been coached by his father the whole
what
time.
Was
that
what
mean shit.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. I mean, what when it came down to these people talking about it, us, these so-called professionals, are not in these meeting rooms. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're not in a room. We don't know what's going on. Everything is a he say, she say.
Exactly.
You think I'm saying? It
and
just sounds good.
They all saying it anonymously.
Anonymously, yeah.
That's another big thing.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
How you know it's bullshit, because if somebody got to say something and they're going to stand on it, they're going to put their name behind it.
Nah, facts.
Facts.
Everything, I feel like everything just sound good for the media. You know what I'm saying? It's tabloids. It just hit the market. You know what I'm saying? It's good for highlights. It's good for reposts and stuff like that. Of course, somebody going to sit there and be like, yeah, he didn't do good in interviews. You know what I'm saying? But then again, it's like, you're a GM, for God's sakes. Like,
yeah.
How does that he make you feel uncomfortable? I know you've been in way more uncomfortable, you know what I'm saying, spots in your life. But you telling me a kid who's like 19, 20 years old made you feel uncomfortable because of his confidence?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Well, you know that angle too, though. It's two things, though, that was a detriment to Shador. Is I feel like he was trying to play the angle like his dad, one. And two, Dion playing the angle almost like Archie.
Yeah, for sure.
That
yeah.
was two things that was detrimental. Because he tried to pull this stunt like saying, Nah, my Shador ain't going anywhere.
He said that.
He shouldn't have done that. You know what I mean? And Shador, I can't lie, not training at the combine, shouldn't have done that. He should have threw. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, I get it. I feel like him and Cam did the same thing, and they ain't say that, you know, they ain't say nothing about Cam not doing it. Mm-hmm. But clearly, they held Cam higher than they did Shador. Mm-hmm. And Shador must have had an expectation of himself that they didn't see for him, too. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So him performing at the combine could have helped his draft stock. Probably. Maybe him throwing that quarterback that got picked up from the Saints could not get picked up before him. If he would have threw versus and seen what, you know, what both quarterbacks did, he would, you know, that could have helped him. But he played the different angle.
Nah, I got you. I got it. Yeah. I agree with that, though.
But he did get snubbed. Everybody else, he got snubbed. Even round two, he should have got picked up. We picked up goddamn Will Howard.
But listen.
Goddamn.
To that effect, you know, now he just got to go out there and be like Tom Brady.
Guaranteed.
And he got to grind. He got to grind.
Drew Bledsoe get hurt.
And at the end of the day, where we got to come. We come from grinding anyway.
Yeah.
So your grind got to be different from everybody else anyway. Yeah. Like while motherfuckers sleep, you got to grind. You got to be out there. Look where you at right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, your daddy Deion Sanders, but at the end of the day, you got to grind different from everybody else.
Yeah, and it's going to be a way better story versus getting drafted first round. Because guess what? Now you got drafted fifth round. You got a quarterback battle versus Dylan. What is Dylan Brooks?
Gabriel.
Dylan Brooks is the.
Yeah, you are.
Dylan Gabriel. You know, you got a quarterback battle, Dylan Gabriel and Joe Flacco. Deshaun out the picture.
And they got Kenny Pickett.
And Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
We see what Kenny Pickett going to do. Kenny Pickett out of there.
Yeah.
It's going to be between him and the other rook to get that third position. Facts. You know what I mean? Now, he beat that rook, and now he's a starting quarterback. Hey, this is a great story. This is it.
Somebody's going to be on that practice squad.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Well, somebody's going to be at the highs.
Is that who?
Somebody's going to be at the highs. tuning in.
Yeah.
That should have been me.
But it is like, man, if it's they gonna keep Flacco. Flacco's the veteran for a fact.
That's true. That
he's still on contract.
Yeah.
So it's between Shador and Dylan Gabriel. One of them boys gonna be at the crib, one of them boys gonna be on the squad because they need three quarterbacks. Mm.
So to move on real quick, right? To move on to the next topic real quick. We're doing a jump. We ain't talking about football no more. I know the ladies out there be like, yo, what are you guys talking about, man?
My pussy's drying up. All this football talk, drying up the pussy out there.
I'm out here coughing.
Get away. Listen, come on, get a good cough.
I'm out here coughing, so don't mind me. I had a bad weekend. I was kind of sick, though, but I'm good.
Hey, hold up. We always talk about our day. How your day been, my man?
I'm trying to tell you, this man be cuffing all the information, bro.
Nah, man, my day been good, man. My day. I ran a lot of errands today.
Yeah, I know you've been out in the street this morning.
Yes, sir. Okay. I ran a lot of errands and I got them completed though. I ain't gonna lie with y'all boys though.
I just had to make sure. You always asking us about our day and our week. I just gotta make sure you good.
Nah, I appreciate that. Check it with your homies, please.
Check it with your homies. Check it with your homies. You don't think? Cause now I see like, all right. Niggas nowadays, we got a lot of homies bouncing around.
Yeah.
This is a main question I'll be trying to understand with these niggas that be bouncing around. Now, me personally, I'm single, but you feel me? I'm not a good juggler.
Okay.
You feel me? I'm not really a great juggler.
All right.
I need to understand, like, how niggas nowadays is managing a roster, bro.
Like, when you say a roster, what does a roster consist of?
You see that? All right. To me, I would say four or more.
Four or more.
Okay. That's a roster for me.
Do clowns juggle that many balls?
Guaranteed. Shit. You feel me? So, you know, we know homies that's juggling. You feel me?
Yeah, for sure.
You heard? I don't know. Y'all boys probably juggling.
Hats off to you motherfuckers.
Y'all boys probably juggled in the past. You heard? You feel me? So...
Definitely
first of all, how many is the roster for y'all?
I say three or more.
Yeah, I'm going with three or
three
more.
Three or more?
Yeah. Yeah, three
four
or more.
Four is is way too many.
Yeah.
Well, four, that's excessive.
Four is too many?
Yeah, you got a sickness if you got four.
Four is too many. If you got five, you might as well start, a basketball team. You know what I'm saying? You might as well start a basketball team. But no, I say for sure, three or more. Is considered a roster.
Now, how do you think even managing that? How that go?
So you know that I guess that taps into the having like what's that relationship called? A poly relationship. Poly relationship.
That's tough.
That is tough though.
Wait, the poly? You mean the? I'm talking about. Okay, I see where you're going.
Come on now.
I see where you're going. Okay, so you saying the poly? This is when they all know about each other.
Okay, so okay, all right, yes.
I'm talking about the one that's just
don't know. Don't know nothing. What's going on?
Wait, so you got your main chick, then you got three other chicks,
or you got your main chick. You just got they all equal. These are my hoes.
They would never be equal.
Oh, okay. So you always got a favorite.
There you go. No.
He got a favorite. He got a people.
See, I'm letting you know. If you, you cannot, everybody can't be equal. You can always,
like, what?
You can always put more attention and focus on one of them than you do the other. So, therefore.
Wait, do you agree?
About what? Which one?
That right there.
No, for sure. Yeah, you're always going to focus one on one.
Okay.
Yeah. Or the quote unquote that you always going to make time for that one person.
Nah, because you know how they say nah, that you make time for what you want to make time for.
Exactly. So right.
At the end of the day, that shit don't matter. Right. So, but you always treat them different.
But at the end of the day, though, juggling the roster, though, is it difficult for y'all boys to do? Let me know.
Well, man, back in my day,
which was yesterday.
There you go with the bullshit. But yeah, man, that shit difficult.
Cause I think it's just expensive. I think that's what it is.
It's both. The difficulties comes with expense.
I agree.
Cause now you got one birthday, you got two birthdays, you got three birthdays, and everybody want to go to a different restaurant.
I agree on the expensive part, for sure.
That's the hardest roster. That roster shit is a struggle.
Yeah.
Start smoking squares and shit, cause now you got some shit you can't control. Fuck that. You smoking Black and Miles.
Ooh. But you think it's excitement though in that shit?
Cause you want my answer. At the age I'm at now, or about 10 years ago?
Both.
Let me get the answer that 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hanging out.
You hanging out?
I'm hanging out.
It's lovely.
Lovely.
Yes, sir.
10 years ago.
How about now? So what's Danny right now when it comes down to having a roster?
I ain't got one.
You ain't got one.
My shit dry.
I'm a one woman man. Boom. So how do you get from that? How do you go from having a roster to say, man, fuck that, I don't want a roster no more. I just want one female.
Yeah, what shifted?
My intentions and expenses.
You know, females love that word right there, intentions.
Yeah, my intentions and my expenses, shit changed.
You might as well get that shit tatted up.
Intentions, man.
The intentions.
My intentions.
Yeah, so that shit changed for me. So therefore, now it's just like, once that shit changed, that roster shit go out the door. See, that I leave that for the YNs. Everybody want to say they got this, they got the roster this, the roster that. Nah, if I can't find...
I ain't Jamaican, but I don't need a roster. I'm good. I ain't Jamaican.
Man, I'm getting off with this.
I don't need a roster.
Once you get older, the roster shit goes out the door.
It do, though. It do. It definitely do.
Man, we know some niggas right now with a roster, man. Y'all boys stop playing.
Y'all YNs, though. I'm unk.
We're not YNs, though. We're brick bros.
You're
the unk.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm with intentions and expenses, bro. I'd rather give my all that shit to one person.
Amen.
10 years ago?
I agree.
I'm ripping it.
10 years ago. That was a while ago, though.
Hey,
10 years ago, it was cheaper, though.
That, too.
Yeah. And I had a different ringtone for everybody.
Listen, y'all, that's what bullshit. I don't know about that ringtone shit. Everybody got the same ringtone.
Nah, everybody got a different ringtone. But back 10 years ago for me, that's when the ringtone shit was popping. So the rosters come with a ringtone.
Jesus Christ.
So, Meech, we revert that question back to you.
Talk to me. Go ahead. Well, so you got to give me the question clearly, though. Give me.
what your roster looked like a couple years ago.
So let me say something. I'm not a general manager, right? I'm not a guy who manages
rosters. But you are
rosters.
A PR. You are a PR.
Not a guy who juggles with the roster or anything like that. Mm-hmm. The only roster I juggle is on Madden.
Okay.
So when it comes down to that, man, back in my day, you know, 2018, 2019, before the pandemic, I think it was definitely juggling some rosters, though. I ain't going to hold you. Was I capable of doing it?
I was.
You know what I'm saying? I was a Swiss Army knife guy. I had a lot of components, a lot of ways I could, you know what I'm saying, sling here,
so
sling
you was,
there.
You was gutting quick and pulling
I'm
out.
I'm seven. I don't approve this mess.
Nah, man. But nah, you know what's so funny? Like, I remember back in high school, dog. I was, junior year. I had two girlfriends.
Bruh.
Two?
I had two.
So you buying two Valentine's Day gifts?
I had two birthday. Listen, I had two girlfriends.
You was in a poly relationship before?
No. It wasn't a poly, but they didn't know each other. They didn't know nothing about each other, though.
That's a roster, though. Because the poly and the roster is different.
Oh, yeah, it's different. Oh,
okay.
One went to our high school, another one went to another high school, though.
Oh.
You think I'm saying? And I was, I was doing my thing. You know, back then, I was up and coming when it came down to football. So I was doing my thing back then. Mm-hmm. So
you was a player in training.
I was playing in training. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's so funny, though. I think this one girl, man, she messed it up because that one girl, she was friends with the girl that was not from Miami. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So one time they went to one of my games, a football game in high school. And so my main chick was there,
uh-huh.
Right? And she was there in the side piece. The side piece was up on the stands.
She was the main side piece.
The main side piece. There we go. So the main, we got the main and we got the main side piece.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So, bro, it's so funny, though. But the homegirl didn't know that, of course, I had two girlfriends at the same time. Man, that's when the homegirl was like, yo, do you know that's... meet your girlfriend right there. Yo, I'm telling you, I remember the game too, nigga. I forgot what the game was. I think we played, I think, American or somebody, but it was October. It was a cold game. Nigga, I got back to the locker room, nigga, we won and everything like that, bro. I'm on the phone. Back then I had a little flip phone. I'm on the phone with my main side piece. She crying on the phone. Why you crying for?
We won, bitch.
We won. You know what I'm saying?
No,
we won.
No, she talking about, oh,
you
drive
the chick. Yeah, I see all the chick. Oh, you didn't tell me that was the other girl. I said, who told you that shit? Who told you that? Oh, no, nah, don't worry. Who told me that?
You should have flipped on her. Bitch, after I won the game, you want to talk to me about this shit?
Bro, I'm like, damn, what happened? Bro, she crying on the phone and everything. I'm like, damn, she find out. But it was a win and loss situation, man.
You won the game. But you lost the main side piece.
I lost the main side piece.
No, the main side piece.
The main side piece. Yeah, man. So, yeah, when it came out of the juggling the roster, though, man, it was back in the day, it was tough, but I was capable of doing it. Because I got patience. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, but now I'm a big bro, man. I'm damn near almost an uncle, homie. I ain't with that. You know
so now everybody's down to one woman?
Yeah, we're down to one.
Okay.
We're going to keep it one, though.
Keep it one.
I'm gonna lie, one is very, very not expensive.
But it's manageable, but sometimes that shit could be expensive, depending on what your one is.
What? Oh, the one, right?
Yeah.
No, for
like,
sure.
Like Sam won an Instagram model.
Nah.
You
nah.
Sure? I don't think you're ready for the IG model, though.
Nah, I'm straight. I don't need no IG model. I just need a regular 9-to-5.
A regular 9-to-5?
Why you shocked, nigga? Yeah, nigga.
Hey, he got an earpiece. Hey, check the earpiece in his ear.
He's talking about a regular 9-to-5.
A regular 9-to-5. I thought they go, bad bitches.
Nah.
She was a fairy. I thought niggas were bad bitches,
nah,
though. Please. That's crazy. So you know what? So we're gonna jump into the next one, right? So this we're gonna keep it when it came down to the females and stuff like that. But I want y'all boys to be real detailed into this one right here, though. What makes a good box, right? And we're not gonna say the word, but I mean,
They all know what box mean.
Right. What makes a good box or a bad box? You know what I'm saying? I need y'all boys to really tap
into
that.
If I'm in there for a minute, that's a good box.
You know what? So time out though. Yeah, I remember like back in the days when a chick would say, "Oh, like, like I made this nigga, you know, woo woo, come like in a minute or two."
Yeah, and bitch, you got good pussy.
Right. But see,
so that means you, if you in that shit too long, that means something wrong. Look, you see,
I like that.
If you're in it too long, something wrong.
Right? You know what I'm saying? So because it's like, yo, when is if you in there, think about it, y'all boys. If I want to put it, because I just told you, remember, I took accounting class, so I know numbers. So So when it comes down to the strokes, right?
Uh-huh.
If you're in there.
Uh-huh.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's say 50 strokes a minute.
Whew.
That's a lot of strokes.
Yeah.
You sweating in there. You feel what I'm saying?
If it's now, fine, you ain't making it to 50,
that's
bro.
Well, 50, we're going to say 40.
Yeah.
40, right? And now another 40, this minute number two. Yeah. That's 80.
Yeah, you got to pause with you that.
Right?
You do. You got to break.
Right. You do, though. You probably got to pull out and be like,
a 10 second, 20, 50 seconds.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You got to get jiggy a little bit, right? You feel me? Yeah. So 2 minutes, that's 80.
Yeah.
Right? Then uh-huh. You get the third one.
Well, if it's good, you're not getting that far, bro.
That is true.
If it's fire.
But, and that's the thing, though. But they get mad, right?
That's at least round one, though.
Round two
is when you lay
but
down.
Hold on, yeah. Killer. Hold on. But hold on. Pause on that, though.
Uh-huh.
So you got two rounds of you.
She was a fairy.
that boy got energy.
He got energy, though.
Nah, it depends.
Round two?
It depends. Like if it's
after
like
80
some fresh,
homie.
No, nah, if it's like fresh, you know, this first time,
yeah.
You gotta get yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, what?
You gotta work them out. You gotta work them out.
Is that a good box or a bad box?
No, that's still a good box.
Wait. So if it's a good box, if it goes to round number two. Or is it just because her sex drive is higher than yours? Which one?
Yeah, right.
You know, Sam, go ahead. Go ahead, Sam.
Which one is it? Time.
But, hey, I take that pause and I go back to it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't let Unc fuck you up, nah.
God damn.
But in actuality, real shit.
Yeah.
I had some bad box out there, though.
It's a lot of bad boxes
out
there.
Nice bad box.
It's a lot of bad boxes.
But bad box will go either way. Bad box would be just the way they perform in a bed, in the sense of you having sex and the motherfucker throw their hands up like they had a Miley Cyrus concert.
Terrible.
Or you go in there, you fall in that bed. He's just
nah, but I ain't gonna lie. Some dudes fall in that shit just because.
Oh, nah.
They don't know how to pull out.
That's crazy. But I'm saying you go in there. And it ain't no friction, ain't no walls.
Ain't nothing in there. Ain't nothing
in
there.
That's the problem.
See, there's a lot of boxes out there that's gift wrapped perfectly fine.
That should be Mouye.
It's homie, let me tell you something. Hold on now. We gotta pause on that one.
That should be Mouye.
When a nigga say he's Haitian by penetration.
Yeah, if you in there too long, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you something's wrong.
Yeah,
ladies, we gonna have a slogan out there. We might as well put on a shirt.
And if a nigga rather get head than fuck you, that's indication right there. So ladies, beware. If a man is saying nah, I ain't trying to grease.
Hold on, that's totally no. Stop. Time out. Pause.
Go ahead.
Sometimes that shit is a gift and a curse.
What you mean?
What's the gift and what's the curse?
Nigga.
What's the curse? Tell us about the curse part.
Cause the box could be good, but the head is better.
Nah, bro.
Which head are you talking about? Your head or her head? Pause, nigga.
Cause the sensation of certain aspects in the bedroom.
Like, okay, my bad. Better question then. Which one trumps the other? great box or great head?
Which one could be sold, Todd?
Great box.
I don't want that type of problem. I ain't gonna lie. So you can't say I read the head because sometimes the box would be good, but you know you might be fucked up in the head about that box after you done smacked him.
Nah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of dudes go crazy. Exactly.
Nah, you're right.
Over the head.
Over the box.
And that's why woman is the prize. That's why woman is prize right there. Look, I got these niggas. I got these niggas.
But wait, hold on. But tell me though.
That's why I got these niggas.
Wait. To go back on.
Y'all niggas are bag over a female, man.
Who bagging who? I ain't bagging. I bag you a Big Mac before I bag a female. You know what I'm saying? But you know what's so funny with that though? A lot of guys would rather, you know what I'm saying, beat the box in versus just receiving the head because listen, like for me, for example, I'm a blue collar guy. I like to work. You think what I'm saying? I like to put the work in. I'd rather clock in. You know what I'm saying? Clocking for 8 hours to put my
job. I'm a white collar nigga, man. Fuck that.
He's a white collar. He went to the fraud shit. That was
the fraud.
Right. So he want to be quick. He want to get that fast money.
I am not a part of Sam's bullshit.
Nah, man.
I don't need that knock on my door.
I want that work in. You know what I'm saying? The head is cool, though. I'm cool with the head, but let me put that work in, though. You know what I'm saying? Let me get groovy. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the problem.
What you mean? Would it get groovy?
When you get groovy.
Nah, man.
Man, ain't listen, no problem with that. To me, good box is good box, but soul ties, I just rather not.
Now you know what's so funny? I'm gonna tell you one time though, man. I was into some shit, right? And this what made it a bad box though. It was, I'm hitting that shit from the back, but the sound effects she giving me. It doesn't line up to how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like you tell me.
Wait, fuck that. Let me hear the sound effects. No, Diddy.
Nah, I can't give you no sound effect right now. You know what I'm saying? But
I do not want to hear the sound effects.
Hey, like, he was getting groovy with it.
Right, but
fuck his head up. He thought he was groovy in his head, but she's like, nah.
But it was more so like I see the small things. Small things count. I see the hand gripping up. You know what I'm saying? The sheets and you know what I'm saying? She got a head down to the bed, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, what am I doing? I'm back here like, what am I doing? Because I'm just catching air. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. So and then now you're trying to like, all right, let me go ahead and
get finesse you.
Man. But I was like, you know what? You trying to finesse me? Cool. Let me get this nut off. So now you try to get them quick pumps.
Now you say that. The clenching of the hand and shit. You know, women put on.
Oh, bro, they put on.
So
bro.
You think you doing your thing.
Yo,
you come out. Hey, no, you come out doing a little dance like you just did this shit. Or she ain't even feel that shit the whole time.
You know what's funny? I'm watching, what's the comedian dude? Ha Ha Davis.
Mm-hmm.
It was a skit he did where he just had sex with his woman. And he was like, y'all put down on her. And he flipped on the other side of the bed. Meanwhile, all she did was she grabbed the rose and she going in. And he said, this should sound like a barbershop. Yo, but let me tell you, if your girl have to, after sex, go ahead and grab a dildo or a toy, whatever the case may be. You ain't put that work in. I'm sorry.
You played yourself. Y'all niggas ain't never bullshit, though?
You said what?
Y'all never bullshit? Y'all never fake a nut, no?
Damn. That's a good question.
I'm gonna be real.
Though.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I had to.
I had to, too.
You know what? Two questions. How you did it and what position you did it?
I busted from the back.
It's always from the back, though.
Yeah,
always.
You got to, because they can't see shit.
Always from the back, yo.
You just send that shit like, God damn. God damn. You ain't feeling shit, so you like, God damn.
You just start making,
You gonna sink in this shit? You gonna shake it? Oh shit! Oh, that shit was trash. Walk to the bathroom where you at. Hey, it's time for you to go.
Oh man! Yeah. Or even better, right?
You can't even sit around the crib.
Or even better, right? Let's say you back there whatever with a whoop, and you be like, and you quote unquote you nutted, and you tell her, hey, don't move, stay right there. I'm coming out with a towel.
Hey, but hey, when you fake that shit though, you gotta clean up. Act like you clean up.
Guaranteed. Clean, yeah.
Baby,
yeah.
Let me, because this smell right here, you know, that's the,
yeah, hold
the
on.
Latex. Hold up, let me get you.
Yeah, hold on. You feel what I'm saying? That was in the latex.
Yeah, get up out of here.
I fought with you, boy.
Yeah, you got to.
That was in the latex. That was protected.
Yeah, you protected.
Get up out of here.
He don't want that latex.
No, sir.
He don't want that latex.
No, sir. I'm good.
Yo. That's crazy.
Baby, let me wipe you down so you ain't got to smell like this shit no much longer. Because you can't take a shower.
Yeah.
You got to get the fuck out.
Nah, you got to.
Because I just put in too much time.
But so you know what? Real quick, though. To tap into what you said a couple minutes ago about, you said woman is a prize.
Yeah, because I feel like, look at that. He's so scared of Great Box. He said, yo, look, that's soul ties. Mm. That man went deep to soul ties. Now, soul ties can create you now jealousy. Niggas killing over females. You feel me? Like, that alone show you that the females move the men more than the men move the females.
So just because
everything the men doing is for the females.
So just because you have a good sexual experience with a woman, you feel like a woman is a prize.
No, that's not what I said.
You did say that.
No, I didn't. I said because of a body part. Because women ain't killing over good dick.
Shit.
Come on,
you crazy,
man.
You gotta be crazy.
Which I haven't seen on the news.
You gotta be crazy.
Women ain't killing over good dick, man.
All right.
Now they crashing out.
Okay, but good. Hold up.
Men, we do the drastic. Yeah, look, now we thinking.
No, I'm thinking in the sense of you gotta understand where it ain't gotta be great sex. Like you say, good dick, nah, fuck that. Once you pipe a motherfucker down the right way the first time, the motherfuckers at your door. They wanna see who in your shit.
Vice versa, the same thing.
No.
What?
No.
Niggas will stalk, man.
No.
Wait. Talk about what I mean, it is a lot of weird niggas out there.
That's what I'm saying.
It is a lot.
So I guess I'm taking this in my own way for me.
Well, I mean,
I'm not going to a motherfucker door to see who in there.
Oh, no.
But
none of us are.
No, yeah, we ain't doing that.
We ain't doing that.
Yeah.
But niggas is.
But yeah, it's a lot of guys out there that will go, that they so-called stalk these females. You feel what I'm saying? They will go ahead and pull up at their job and, like, it's just weird, though. You feel what I'm saying? But you could tell niggas who do that, you could tell they ain't had nothing like that.
Guaranteed.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't had, like, now they caught, now, you know, they got a little, you know, a little money now. So certain things they do, they put some money into it now, but thinking like that's gonna roll a female in, I ain't really.
I'm a disagree. I'm the motherfucking prize at the end of the day. Fuck that.
So man is a prize.
So yeah. You think the men is a prize? Okay.
So always look at Instagram reels and shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some dudes, and I'm gonna say some. Remember, I am not Steve Harvey. I'm never going that way of
this guy
trying to advocate for certain shit, but okay. At the end of the day, I got my own shit. I got my own crib.
Uh-huh.
I got a job. I'm straight.
Yeah.
I don't need you for. Only thing I need you for is a box. You know, sometimes you want to get the box. So hey, slide, come through.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But at the end of the day, what you doing for me? I could cook for myself. I could clean my own shit.
Yeah.
I got my own shit. Some dudes, 35, living with their mom, and you can't go to their shit.
But you know, a female, you could meet a female though, and she could still impact your life.
How you gonna impact my life?
In many ways.
Give me an example how a chick
just
could impact.
Just mentally, she could just have you thinking different. She could just have you open minded to something that she wasn't even thinking about.
Well, if you're not good with your own, if you're not in tune to yourself to impact yourself, what you fucked up mentally. So if you can't honestly go chill by yourself. I can hang out by myself. I can stay around by myself. The only thing I can't do is give me good box. What I need, you know what I mean? So therefore, I'm gonna always be the prize.
So wait. So with that mindset though, are you saying that you're going to be single forever?
I never said that. What I'm saying
that's
is
that's what you like. That's what you're putting out there though.
No, what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, I'm gonna be the prize. No matter what.
Okay.
It doesn't take a woman to make me make them the prize. What would they really do for me that I can't do for myself?
I'm just saying they can, a female can, just like, okay, for example, let's say you messing with a female, right? And she ain't got a place to stay. Just by her fucking with you now, y'all lock in. Now she's staying with you. Now y'all staying together. You gave her a spot. Now you done impacted her life in a way. Just by giving her, now she's staying somewhere. You feel me? That's just an example. Now, way she can impact your life, it may not be something like visible that you can see, or it may not be something that she can just do for you, but she could just motivate you to do some shit that you probably ain't want
to
do.
Motherfucker, I can pay $65 and talk to a therapist. What are we talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about?
So she come to live with me.
He's just like, fuck these bitches, man.
No, because that shit makes no sense. Like, she gonna come impact my life by making my bills go higher. Now instead of $64, my light bill $124. Nah, I'm good.
So what the fuck you looking for, my nigga?
Man, like, listen, man. What you want? I'm dating with attentions. If you ain't got your own shit, I can't help you.
Okay.
That's why I say.
So you're not dating no female that need help.
Let's take that. So if you're in school, like you progressing with yourself, yeah, I try to make it work. But if you're gonna be the one that's every time you call, hey, you think you can send me $40, I'll get back to you.
No.
Hold up. You can send me $40, I'll get back to you tomorrow. Bitch, well, wait till tomorrow. I ain't trying to impact those type of people's lives.
No.
If you need to borrow $40 till tomorrow,
wait till tomorrow.
Wait till tomorrow. Go to sleep early.
We're going to see if you really need it then.
Go to sleep early.
He ruthless, boy.
Yeah, he is ruthless.
That's
on
why. What's why a woman, I don't know why you say a woman is a prize. That's just me.
Yeah.
You know, to you, a woman could be the prize.
No, you're not wrong, though. I feel like, to be real, personally, I don't feel like women is the prize. I feel like neither men or the female is the prize. I think once they come together, I think the prize is the relationship, and then the reward is marriage. You feel what I mean? That's what I think.
Hey, can I get a cup of water? This nigga went to wire. Because he just came over the PR stuff.
I'm just saying, I don't feel like the men or the female is the prize. I feel like y'all coming together is what makes the prize.
I honestly thought you were going to say God is a prize.
But I thought he was going to go religious.
I feel like, boy, hey, this lit top. I'm going to end that shit real quick. Yo, that's
so bad. Who the prize?
Nah, men is a prize, man. There's more women out there, man, than men. So when it comes down to that, listen, man. Even though there's a lot of shitty ass guys out here, women still need men, bro. They still need a no though, man. A woman could be like the most independent woman could go ahead and be like, I don't need one, woo woo. But when life hits,
that shit hits.
Yeah, hit like a bat, don't it?
It hit like a bat. hitting a 98 miles per hour ball. You think I'm saying? So at the end of the day, men is definitely the prize, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Men definitely gonna structure everything else that a woman needs. You feel what I'm saying? That's my opinion though when it comes to that.
A good man.
I can agree with that. Cause sometimes and it might sound
cliche.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's contradicted to me right now because what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Sometimes it's okay to pick up that phone and talk to a chick like, yo, you can talk real quick because some women perspectives are different. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you through your head, you run a million miles a minute of being a man. You know, our lifestyle is one way to be a man. But sometimes the only thing a woman could really say, they opinion about shit is different from ours, their insight. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to call, hey, let's talk for a minute.
Yeah.
That's the prize in a woman to me. If that's their conversation is to bring you back down to where you need to be.
That's the impact that a female can bring to your life right there.
There we go.
Yeah, but not being no goddamn prize. I ain't agreeing to that.
You don't like that prize.
No, I don't like that prize.
It's that prize.
You don't like that prize. That's what it is, though. You don't want to put that shit on the wall, huh?
No.
But look, how are you the prize, though, if you meet a female with all her own shit, you got all your own shit. How are you the prize?
Maybe we just as equal.
That's my point.
So who's the prize in that situation?
I'm going to still be the prize.
Oh, my God.
Because once a woman know they got you, it's just like a man and a woman who make the most money, right?
Uh-huh.
If we ain't typically, mm-hmm. we don't care for women that make more than us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, that's us. There's insecure men that is like that. They're not comfortable like that.
Yeah.
With their female making more than them.
Yeah.
So, therefore, like Meat said, some weird ass dudes out here.
It's a lot of weird ass dudes out here, for sure.
So, you know, let's just say, and let's close it, that it's a balance to the shit.
Okay.
But
yeah.
a I woman agree. Would never be, to me, the prize is me. We always have a balance, but if you got your own shit, I got my own shit.
Equal.
We're equal.
All right, so in speaking in just the lane of prizes, so what's the most expensive gift you gave a female?
Meech.
The most expensive one? Well, since my girl gonna hear this one right here. I'm gonna tell you this though. The most expensive gift I gave.
Mm-hmm.
I bought this young lady right here, bro, a bag.
We the same.
She said she wanted a YSL mm-hmm. bag, mm-hmm. right? The bag damn near is the size of my phone.
Of course.
Right.
Pick that shit back up.
Right, it was a bag about the size of my phone, and she wanted the bag. It was a birthday. Cool, I'm gonna make it happen though. But you know how to make some arrangements
uh-huh.
in the sense of how much money it is and stuff like that. It wasn't the 2000s for sure.
Mm-hmm. You said what?
It wasn't the 2000s, mm-hmm. my boy. I went to YSL. You know what I'm saying? I went over there to Aventura, bought it, swiped it. Jesus, right? When I swiped that thing, I said, "Damn, this is the most expensive thing I ever bought in my life." In my life, you
for
know
a
what
woman,
I'm yeah,
for a woman, not in your life,
no, no for a woman,
for my bad, no, both. Both. I never spent $2,000 on itself? Anything. I never spent $2,000 on my car, my nigga. You know what I'm saying, bro? Well, you know what? To in number wise, it was 2,100 something change.
God damn!
When I bought my car back in 2019.
Uh-huh.
My down payment was just $2,000 flat, so she beat the car payment. You know what I'm saying? She beat the down payment. I mean, so, yo, $2,000 some change, man. And then when she got the bag, and she realized it was too small.
But it was YSL.
Yeah, YSL, bro. Okay. It was too small that she had to go return it, bro.
So what happened to the two bands?
That two bands got back. Got back to my car though. I ain't gonna lie. They got back.
Nigga got the money right back.
Got the money right back.
So you ain't never spend it.
You
got that money right back.
Nigga, I ain't get mine back, nigga.
Oh yeah. Cause she kept it.
Guaranteed.
How much?
Same price.
A Louis bag. Two bands.
Yeah. Guaranteed. It was two and some change.
Two bands.
Yeah.
The question is how much money you gotta spend for love?
When it's love, it has no price on it.
No price on it. Right? No price.
Fuck love.
Fuck love. I ain't saying man. Fuck love. Because at the end of the day,
I say fuck love, but it's like, come on, dog.
Nah, but at the end of the day, bro, we've been there.
We did been there, but knowing you though, you're a cheap guy.
When it comes to certain shit, I will not.
Uh-huh.
Be like you clowns.
Oh.
2,000. No, I can't do it.
No,
I ain't
no,
gonna lie. The most
no.
I spent on a bag, a purse for real, was bro, like $500, $600.
What?
Yeah.
$600.
What you bought? Marc Jacobs, nigga?
What's the difference from y'all, Louis, and what you bought?
YSL.
Shit, go to Chinatown. They'll never know. Put it in the same bag. Nah, but real shit. Yeah. I'm not spending that type of money on no bag. I ain't spending that type of money on no bag.
Man, listen.
I'd rather buy some shit that can gain value later on.
Nigga, they don't care. They want a bag. Nigga,
that's your problem.
They want a bag.
Y'all can have that.
You can't, but listen, you can't dictate what a female really
what
wants,
a female
man.
Wants.
You can't do that.
It's her birthday.
That's what
she
I'm saying.
She wants YSL.
She wants YSL. She
wants
the Gucci.
But no, fuck that. He ain't even spend it.
Yeah. You got
so
it back.
So that shit don't count.
It came back.
It don't count.
My shit came back, though.
It don't count.
But in that moment, I did spend $2,000 and some change.
But was that your girl? Because if she my girl, then I ain't going to lie. I'm going to blow the bag.
Of course it's my girl.
Definitely for her birthday.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow the bag.
With the joyous heart.
No, real shit. When it comes to birthdays, I'm going to blow the bag before any. That Valentine's Day shit, Nah.
Overrated.
Birthdays?
I agree.
I'm going to blow the bag.
Yeah.
So, I ain't going to lie. I spend a check.
How about Juneteenth?
I'm gonna spend a bigger bag.
Hell no, man. We ain't spend over on Juneteenth. Nah, actually, you know what? With the same energy we put on 4th of July.
No, for the same energy we put in Valentine's Day, we need to put that shit on Juneteenth.
No, for sure. And 4th of July, too.
Man, we need to stop putting energy on fireworks. Valentine's Day. What are we talking about?
But anybody, like, energy. Between, and I'm gonna be honest, the first Valentine's Day I ever celebrated real shit was my daughter's.
Amen. Boy,
your daughter's
my daughter.
Figure, man.
What you mean?
That's the only time I spent money on Valentine's Day.
Oh, on your daughter?
On my daughter.
Damn.
Because I don't want her with the mindset of, oh, a dude got to do anything.
But you know what? That goes back to having a roster. You can't keep a roster then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. But hold on. Listen, man. We're going to pause on that right there. You know what I'm saying? This was episode 4 Lit Talk Podcast. Hey, listen, we here. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, we already done? Like,
we're already done, Coach.
Yeah, I'm lucky, boy. There's a lot of shit we even get to.
Listen, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Spotify. We at, I think, 107 when it came out to the subs.
Subscribe.
YouTube. But subscribe, please. Subscribe to our thing. You know what I'm saying? We drop our episodes left or right. You dig what I'm saying? Like I said, I got Sam with me. I got Danny G with me.
Yeah.
And my damn self, Meech, is the host. We are here, episode 4. We're done. It's a wrap.
We up.